With a win over the New Orleans Saints on Sunday, the Chicago Bears' Lovie Smith became the first African-American head coach to take his team to the Super Bowl. And then a few hours later, Tony Dungy became the second when his Indianapolis Colts beat the New England Patriots. The NFL had seven black head coaches at the start of the season, a new high. Still, it was against the odds that two would make it to the big game. Joining us is Doug Williams. He became the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That was back in 1988 for the Washington Redskins. Doug Williams, welcome to Day Today.
Glad to be on Day Today.
Is this still the kind of milestone that black players and coaches are looking at that's still important to them?
I think what we see here, and unfortunately, you know, we had to be at this plateau. You know, hopefully we would have had more coaches that are of color in the league by now and a lot more black quarterbacks. But I do feel, as a player, you know, those players on that football team really feel great to know that they was part of something that had never happened in the NFL, to be part of history.
You still are a part of history. I think you still hold the record as the quarterback who scored the most points in any quarter in Super Bowl history. Isn't that correct?
I think so. You know, I don't keep up with the records, you know, because they're made to be broken. You never know what happens on a certain day. But I know we did score more points than anybody has scored in one quarter. I am aware of that part of it.
There's actually an NFL rule that requires teams to interview at least one minority candidate for an open head coaching job. Do you think that after this, the league is going to still need that kind of policy for blacks to get a fair shot at coaching?
Well, I would hope that we wouldn't need the Rooney Rule, but let me tell you this. I think we as African Americans and even the National Football League and all the fans across this country, we all need to pay great homage to the Rooney's with the Rooney Rule.
This is named for Art Rooney, who was the team owner who put this in place.
Exactly. But, you know, they say, hey, every team that wants to hire a coach had to interview a minority. Now, let me say this. There was a lot of articles out there that every time a team wanted to hire a football coach, you know, they're bringing a minority, and the article always stated where that team has met its quota. I thought that was a bad word to say it met its quota by interviewing a minority, as to say we just interviewed him, he's not going to get the job. And that's why I say what Rooney did was they interviewed Mike Tomlin. They hired Mike Tomlin because he was the man for the job.
At the Steelers.
Exactly.
So who's your pick for the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I can't lose. The thing about that, I can't lose. You know, I'm not going to sit here saying I want the Colts to win, I want the Bears to win. Either way it go, I can't lose. I know Tony a lot better than I know I love it. But at the same time, I'm going to be rooting for a good football game.
And at that moment, at that end of that game, when an African-American coach has won it, I just wondered if that's something that it'll be a family moment or a friend's moment or a football moment.
Well, you know, for me at this particular time, it doesn't matter because we know an African-American going to win the game. That's a given. Therefore, my heart has already been on the floor because of what happened this past Sunday. So what happened next week, you know, really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we would have had an African-American to win the Super Bowl and we would have had all that covered, and hopefully that would go to rest, and we just treat people the way they should be treated and give them the opportunity that they deserve.
And that does matter. It does matter that an African-American coach wins it.
Oh, it's going to happen. That's the good part about it. And I think we've been on put a lot of things to rest in the National Football League as far as African-Americans are concerned, whether or not they can coach the team to the Super Bowl, whether or not a quarterback can play in it and win it. We've been on covered all aspects of it. And even with the induction of Warren Moon into the Hall of Fame, I mean, we got a lot of things covered in the National Football League.
Doug Williams is a radio commentator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He won the Super Bowl for the Washington Redskins back in 1988. Doug Williams, thank you.
Thanks for being on.